Welcome to your doom.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
Eszol Gabir úr, jelentsérék a csárdában vannak.
Kicsodák?
Jelentsérék.
És ti hová mentek? Átak a kurva anyát!
Hello, fellow Beastians, this is the Gaming Beast, and we are here with this episode. It has been taking its sweet time, but we are here now, and we are here to stay, and we are here to talk about a topic that is brought to you by Toss79, the number one fan of the Beastcast. Yes, Toss79, this is a big shout out to him. Go and watch his videos, he's got excellent toy reviews. I'm going to watch some of the ones that I haven't seen yet this weekend, and enjoy his awesome collection. Now, before I get into that, there's another little news, and it's not such a big deal, but I think it's pretty cool, that Sam Raimi has watched the Mark Webb Amazing Spider-Man reboot. And he said that he didn't want to watch it because he didn't have the guts, because it's like going to your girlfriend's wedding, that he was so attached to Spider-Man that it was like his love, and he didn't want to see another director with it. And he said that he got over himself and he did enjoy it, and he feels relieved that he doesn't have this baggage, this responsibility anymore, and that not somebody else is helming it. Now, I totally understand Sam Raimi, because he was dedicated to Spider-Man, and you can see it on the first two Spider-Man movies. Hell, the third one would have been excellent too if the studios would have shut their mouth, wouldn't have added Venom, and just have Sandman as a villain. And as much as I love Venom, if that would have been the case, there would have been possibly a fourth Spider-Man movie where we could have possibly the Lizard or Venom proper, where he's the only villain. Now, we know Spider-Man 3 had its problems. It's not the worst superhero movie ever, but it's not the greatest either. It's average at best. A disappointing conclusion to an epic trilogy, definitely. But on the other hand, it did finish the storylines. It is what it is. It is a nice trilogy. It looks better. The Spider-Man trilogy looks better than a lot of other superhero franchises in many ways. I mean, everybody has got their skeleton in the closet. I mean, all we have to do is look at Superman 3 and 4 or Batman 3 and 4. I'm guessing 3 and 4 is not a lucky number. After that, you just gotta like tear down and build from the ruins. And I'm not for reboots, but I haven't seen the new Amazing Spider-Man yet. But I want to. And what I've seen of the next one, they have peeked a picture of the new Spider-Man. That costume looks actually a lot more like the classic costume. Now, it still has the whole 3D webbing going on. But the first one was very different and stylized. It still was red and blue, but it was changed a lot. Now, with this one, it looks actually very close, even closer than the one from the three movies before. You know, the eyes are actually white, but you can see that they're like see-through, obviously, so he would be able to see through. And they actually look like the comics. So for the costume itself, I'm excited. Now, the villain's got to be Electro, and they're going to go with Ultimate Electro. And who's going to be... Jamie Foxx is going to be Electro. So they're going to make Electro black, which is fine. I really don't care. With the villains, I'm more open with change anyway. And Jamie Foxx is a great actor. I'm sure he can pull it off. But they're going to pull off Ultimate Electro. I still would have liked to see the classic Electro costume, you know. But that's just me, and I understand. It's a pretty silly costume, and they could make it, but it would be hard to pull off. But, you know, whatever. The Spider-Man costume looks good, and that's what's important to me. And I think it's very big of Sam Raimi to say, yeah, I've seen the movie, you know what? Because I'm Sam Raimi, and, you know, because I'm bigger than that. And I respect that. Sam Raimi is a great director. Gave us the Evil Dead trilogy, gave us Darkman trilogy. I mean, at least the first one, the other one he produced. Gave us the Hercules series, a bunch of great goodness. He also, of course, gave us the first three Spider-Man movies, which of at least our two are great, which is a great average for a superhero franchise, you know. So I want to check out The Amazing Spider-Man. I heard so-so reviews that it started out well but kind of finished off weirdly. I want to check it out because there's still been rumors floating around that, well, one thing is confirmed, that they had the Disney Marvel and Sony have made a deal, because, you know, Marvel cannot use Spider-Man because that's the deal that in live action form, but they made a deal that they could have a little cameo of Oscorp, the Oscorp building in New York in the Avengers movie. Now, that doesn't, you know, people have been already saying, and I've heard that, and the only reason they didn't put it in there is because of time concerns, because they wanted to get the movie out in a certain time, and the city was already rendered, and to add that in would have taken too much time, so they didn't do it. Now, I'm thinking they will do it in the Phase 2 Marvel movies in one of them. They're not gonna not do it, you know, because they have the okay of Sony to do that. Now, people have been saying, also including, because there was a tweet by, I think, Mark Webb, who said, you know, who were saying, people were saying, oh, you want to do like a movie-verse similar to the Marvel movie-verse, but with Spider-Man characters, like, I'm guessing making a Venom movie, but I can't see that many movies based on Spider-Man characters that are not Spider-Man, other than maybe Venom. There's not too many heroes that appeared in Spider-Man that they could make movies of. Possibly Solo, which would be cool, although I'm not sure, I think Solo appeared in Spider-Man, which would be cool, because then they could have their own Punisher, and, Solo would get more, you know, but I, as much as I like Solo, I don't think he needs his own movie. Now, a cameo, or even a sidekick role in the Spider-Man movie wouldn't be bad. You know, as like a commando dude going rogue with a teleportation device. And at least he says his famous tagline, which is, as long as Solo lives, evil dies. That would be awesome. I like Solo. I don't know. I just kind of liked him. There was a forum RPG where I have played him for a long time. For like, it has been going on for 2 years or 3 years, but, you know, actual game time, it has been quite a lot, but in comparison, what you could play in an actual role-playing session, it's not as long, because we have huge times of game time where the game didn't happen. But anyway, so I like the new look of the Spider-Man. So I want to see Amazing Spider-Man. I don't think I will be that disappointed that I didn't see it in movie theaters, because I did want to, but I was kind of hesitant, because I was like, I want Spider-Man to be in a Marvel universe. But if Sony is willing to at least acknowledge him somewhat, like give him at least a hint that, you know, there's Oscorp, so yeah, he's kind of in the Marvel universe, but he's not going to be popping up next to Iron Man, and he's not going to be in the Avengers. That's just too much to hope for, and, you know, they could never agree on that. But, and something small like the Oscorp building, that's nice, you know. I mean, you know, just seeing a web or something, that, yeah. And basically they were saying, like, okay, back to the tweet, that's another hint that people have been saying, that Spider-Man might be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe anyway, because Mark Webb, they have been asking if they want to do this movie-verse with all the Spider-Man characters. And Mark Webb said, think bigger. That doesn't mean anything. It's a goddamn tease. It's like Twitter talk. Twitter talk doesn't mean shit. People, including celebrities, talk stuff left and right. And Twitter is all it is. It's a big gossip joint where people talk stuff left and right. And a lot of them, they will say stuff that is not really true just to hype the movie and to make it, because everybody's now seeing how well Avengers worked, and Sony wants to get into the action. But technically all they have is all the rights to the Spider-Man characters, which is a lot, but most of them are villains. Fox, on the other hand, can make a true mini Marvel universe where, because they have the rights to Fantastic Four still, and the rights to X-Men, and X-Men is pretty much in their hands still because they have confirmed projects, and I mean they have, you know, they're working on Days of Future Past. I mean, there's so many news coming out, and so many. Bryan Singer is bringing pretty much almost the entire cast of the previous X-Men movies, and it's really exciting actually because I didn't thought it's gonna be cool at all. But the point is that apparently they've been saying that when they reboot Fantastic Four, then the Fantastic Four will be part of their Marvel movieverse. So there's going to be three weird Marvel live-action movieverses. There's going to be the big one with the Avengers-verse, basically, which includes a bunch of characters. Then you will have the weird X-Men Fantastic Four-verse. And then you will have the Spider-verse, you know. It's like weird, but not unthinkable, because there has been what-if worlds where what if this and this character didn't exist. So you could see that those are dead worlds. You know, ideally, Marvel would own all, and it would be one big happy family. And it's something we can just dream about right now. Marvel has gained a bunch of characters back, including Punisher and Daredevil. I really hope that they... I would have rather hoped that they could have gotten back Galactus, Silver Surfer, and... what is it? And Uatu the Watcher. At least, goddamn, Uatu the Watcher. Like, Fox is not gonna do Uatu right. I'm sorry, but he's a big, big-headed dude. They're gonna fuck him up, just like they fucked up Galactus. I'm sorry, but I don't have any trust in Fox. Even though, yes, X-Men First Class was pretty good. The first two X-Men movies were pretty good. But then you have the third one, and then you have Wolverine Origins. No, Wolverine Origins was like really the worst, and it could have been great. Now, the new one, the Wolverine, could be great, but I'm going to wait and see for the trailer, because so far we've seen two posters, a couple of pictures, and some, but that's nothing yet. Posters don't mean shit. I remember seeing concept art of Spider-Man when it was announced. It was one of the most exciting times because I did not believe Spider-Man would actually come out. But I was like, holy shit, there's going to be a Lord of the Rings movie, and what the fuck, Spider-Man? And in that concept art, Spider-Man looked completely different. His costume was very different. And because when they make concept art, they actually not just, they go through a lot of concept art, and then they test various costumes. I mean, they make full-on costumes and test them, how they look like. They made a whole Green Goblin costume that looked pretty much perfect to the original classic Goblin of the comics. And instead they went with the weird Power Ranger look, which I don't think was terrible, but if they would have went with that one, and they released that test footage, you know, because they did test footage, and I'm like, probably they showed that to the producers, and the producers didn't like it for some reason, because they thought it was be corny, and I'm like, man. You know, I think one of the things that people complain about Spider-Man 1 is the goofy look of the... Excuse me, there was a little call I had to take. Anyway, continuing, the point is, DC Warner, so there's a rumor, a big, big rumor that somebody slipped, and apparently DC Warner is, you know, it's these accidental leaks, which are not leaks. They're basically testing different ideas on the fans and seeing how they react. That's pretty much how it is, you know, at this day and age. Because they, you know, they know what, how to use it too. But point is that there's huge developments in Justice League. Basically, that Christopher Nolan is going to be the big godfather of all the DC movies. Because apparently the Christopher Nolan-helmed and Zack Snyder-directed Man of Steel has been really, 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 really vibing well with the producers. Now, anyway, I'm just distracted here because there is... Anyway, one second. So, basically, there's gonna be probably a Justice League movie, but it's like kind of weird at this point because nothing is set in stone. It just might be a World's Finest movie where Superman and Batman meet. You know what? At this point, if it works, if it's good, I would be happy with that. And if that will be World's Finest and followed up with the Justice League movie, I would be a happy camper, you know, as long as they're good. Now, the thing is, not only will Christopher Nolan be the ultimate god of the universe in the DC live action universe, he's gonna be the DC movieverse, basically. He's gonna be also his version of Batman, the whole Dark Knight Batman, you know, the growly voice Batman, is gonna be shoehorned in into this universe now. And Nolan has been saying, no, there's no other superheroes, because then Batman wouldn't be special anymore, and it's all this blah he's been saying, and people have been asking, you know, because in Superman Returns, there was the first very tentative step towards a DC movieverse, one of the very small steps. It's like the two only official, well, at least on the big screen, the two only official... even just mentions of Batman and Superman. In Superman, they had Superman Returns. They mentioned the Superman Returns, and they list off the cities, and it's like Los Angeles, Miami, blah, 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 Gotham. That's where he just appears in Gotham. Why would he go to Gotham, people? Why? They were already playing with that. And if Superman Returns would have worked, if it wasn't... It was a story, Singer, okay? He really liked the old Superman. He tried to do something, but then he's just like... He tried to do a rom-com, okay? He tried to do a Superman rom-com. And like... It's just like the third and the fourth one where they tried to make it a comedy. It doesn't work, people. It just, you have to do it epic. You have to do it straight-faced. But with humor in it, you know? Superman should not be dark and gritty, okay? I mean, like, I'm already iffy about the new Superman, the Man of Steel. So basically, they want to get Christian Bale. They are dead set, apparently, to pay him a ton of money, because they don't have a contract. They don't make contracts like Marvel does that with Chris Evans. Okay, if you're going to play Captain America, then you're going to play him for at least 6 movies, which can be probably 3... Captain America movies and 3 Avengers movies, you know, and that doesn't include cameos and shit. And then he gets a shit ton of money, but that's a contract, and he's got to follow that contract. And that's a good idea to do it to keep continuity. You know, the only two times the Marvelverse really broke continuity was because of beef, because the actors had beef, and that shit happens. Like when, what was it, you know, in the Incredible Hulk movie, which was the second Marvel, and it's still part of the Marvel movieverse, you know. It just now it's Mark Ruffalo, but it was what's his name, Edward Norton, which I did enjoy a lot. But apparently, because the extended beginning of the movie was cut, Edward Norton was pissed, and he somehow weaseled himself out of the contract. And I was pissed about that. That Edward Norton was such a princess about it. I'm like, it's the fucking Hulk. The whole point of the Incredible Hulk was to fix the problems of the first Hulk movie, which, because it was too long, ass boring, too psychological. The Incredible Hulk is supposed to be like the Incredible Hulk. It's supposed to be a big, dumb, fun action movie, a superhero movie with a green guy jumping around, crushing things, smashing things. And yes, there's some drama, there's some human emotion, blah, 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 yada, yada. You have the scene where he's walking away, and there's the piano, the do-do-do-do, 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 which is actually one of my favorite superhero theme songs. Yes, because it is a superhero theme song, a very different one, but it is one. Yes, cannot argue with that. Anyway, so Incredible Hulk was awesome. I thought it was great. Maybe not my favorite in the Marvel movieverse, but it was definitely better than the Hulk movie. But we don't have to get into that anymore. Everybody knows that. And yes, the Mark Ruffalo Avengers Hulk is still, yes, he's the best. And apparently I also read that, you know, people have been suddenly asking, is there going to be a Hulk movie in Phase... definitely not Phase 2. We know what's going to be in Phase 2. It's going to be Iron Man 3, then it's going to be, I think, Thor 2, Captain America 2... and then it's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy, and then it's going to be Avengers 2. And that's a whole lot of movies on a slate, you know, and that's enough. That's good. You know, you're going to build on the previous characters that everybody knows and everybody likes, and you're going to add in some new characters that almost nobody knows, and it's going to be completely different. It's going to be all science fiction-y and shit. You know, it's going to deal with the whole science fiction and space side of the Marvel movieverse, which is a great deal to do it. Then I heard stuff, you know, and then apparently Marvel Cinema Phase 3 basically is going to start off with Ant-Man, but now they're saying maybe Ant-Man, you know, whatever, but and Doctor Strange. I think Doctor Strange would be great, because then you're delving into the magic side. I would add in even another new one. I would add in Black Panther, because now you're going to add in more characters with you're going to have a more ethnic variety going on, you know. And also, Black Panther is a cool character, and he's also cool as an Avenger, you know, because he has his loyalties to now I wonder with Namor, who does Namor belong to? Because I know he doesn't belong to Fox, because Namor, even though he did pop up a lot in Fantastic Four, he was a separate character. He's one of the Golden Age characters. Now, I don't know. I know that a different studio had Namor, and that's the reason why they didn't put Namor in the second Fantastic Four movie, because that was the plan, but I didn't own the rights. And this whole rights bullshit is just pissing me off. This whole petty politics and greedy fucks are stopping us from an epic, awesome, intertwined Marvel. You know, if they would say now, oh, these movies are part of the Marvel, the good Fox movies and the good Sony movies were part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I would be, I mean, the new Spider-Man pretty much already has been acknowledged. If we see the Oscorp Tower, it's acknowledged. There's at least a version of Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, is it the Amazing Spider-Man one? Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. Sony has been going bankrupt, so who knows? I mean, if Sony does go bankrupt and they need money, and they need money fast, things can happen to the corporate, like, Shark Tank bullshit, whatever. Now, Fox is not gonna... Sorry. Yeah, with something disgusting in my mouth. Yeah, all the information about the Beast that you don't want to hear. But anyway, you have... I gotta drink some of the Death Mug of Doom. I know, you don't want to hear my mouth sounds, as Jerry puts it. What you want to hear is more stuff to talk about. Now, DC Warner is... It all depends on how well Man of Steel goes. If Man of Steel does well, okay, then we, you know, it's gonna be basically the green light for Justice League, you know, and the other DC movie characters, because, you know, they really should make. Now, it's debated if they, you know, I wouldn't mind if they make a Justice League movie first, and then they make a you know, a Wonder Woman movie, which really needs to be made. Flash movie, maybe. I do like Flash, but can he really carry his own movie? Maybe, of course, you know, if this... I mean, fucking Ant-Man is getting a movie. If fucking Ant-Man is getting a movie, then Flash should definitely get a movie, you know. No offense against Ant-Man, you know, but... Come on, people, you know. Freaking Wonder Woman does not have a movie. That's embarrassing, you know. I mean, Green Lantern has a movie. Granted, it's not a great one. Hell, it's not even a good one, but, you know... It's not the most horrible one. I did say, you know, but it's a bad movie, really. But it's still, I can recognize it as Green Lantern. It's just not a very good or cool version of Green Lantern. And whole CGI suit. I'm not going to get into that shit again. That's old fucking news. I actually really hope if, you know, either they reboot Hal Jordan with a new actor, with a cool one. Hell, if they get the guy from Firefly who voiced Green Lantern in the cartoon movies, I would be happy. I forgot his name, but, you know, he's the captain of the Firefly. I'm a nerd, I don't remember names of normal people, so whatever. Yeah, that's the thing about that. So, and now they want to shove in the Dark Knight's Batman into this universe, and they want to shove in all these other characters, and there's a ton of problems with that, okay? First off, Nolan has said it so many times that he set up this world that only Batman is in there. You know, it's, you see, the fucked up thing with it, the drama about this whole thing, is DC, Warner has the rights, the live action rights, to all these characters, and they can put them in all together. Now, the only time they ever really put the people together in live action was in Smallville, and so versions, and really Smallville is a soap opera with some superhero bullshit thrown in for good measure, but it's a soap opera for the most part, okay? I'm not lying to myself or anybody, but I'm still gonna watch it just because I want to eventually see the one episode where you can see Hawkman, okay? That's the only reason, and you can see a little glimpse, and you can see Dr. Fate. I want to see it because the costumes do look pretty cool, and at least for, you know, a TV show, you know, and it shows Hawkman, for example. Hawkman's costume you could do straight, because you know who Hawkman could be? He could be basically the Thor replacement, you know, because he very much is like Thor in many ways. Of course, I wouldn't recommend him putting in the first Justice League movie, because then people would do comparisons. Now, they've been saying to put five people. Now, okay, the whole putting in the Dark Knight Batman. Okay, Christian Bale's version of Nolan's Batman was that first there was rumors that it's going to be, what's his name? You know, an actor who was the cop, and then he goes and finds the cave and he becomes the new Batman, apparently. But that's just who's named Robin, you know. And he's not Robin, really, you know. He's not even Nightwing. He's just the dude who takes over the mantle, you know, because anybody can be Batman, because that's the symbolism. Because that's what we want to know. We want to know deep symbolism and stuff, and we... I know. Like, Lucifer's lawyer, a good friend of mine, he's probably, like, happy, because that's what he wanted. He wanted to have this Batman in the DC movies. You know what? I would have been fine if they would have had even this Batman how it is, but they do not, like, completely eliminate the possibilities of other superheroes, you know? And especially you have the third movie where he's, like, old and battered and shit. He's, like, can barely move. And he kind of basically does a fake death, although I don't know how he gets away. I mean, that's the one time they could have, they actually had to put in a superhero, because Batman flies out with his weird Batwing thing with the atomic bomb out into the ocean, you know, just far enough so there's no damage to Gotham City, but he carries it out. How the hell does he survive in this gritty, realistic world? You know what? At first I was like, okay, he died, he sacrificed himself. I can live with that. This was actually kind of cool. It ended on an interesting note, and this Batman has sacrificed himself, and this is this version, this is this world, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so then he suddenly pops up in the end in somewhere in Italy with Selina Kyle, and they're all happy, and you have Alfred just nodding to him, because, you know, that's what he said, that, you know, I would go away and I would just see you and nod to you, and that was it. And that was cool, but the problem is Nolan dropped the fucking ball in that, because there's no fucking possible way that with that plane he would have enough speed to get away, unless he somehow jumped off of the plane before, which wasn't really indicated. There was nothing of that. Like, if he jumps off a plane, even the fucking Batman would be visible somehow. Like, and if he jumps into the water, he's gonna get some kind of radiation from, like, how is that, does that work either way? Like, then he would have to swim away, and he's no fucking Aquaman, unless he has already his bat submarine there, you know, or something. I don't know, because it was just like, oh, he just survives because he's Batman. Don't give me this bullshit. You were building him up to be this super realistic, super gritty Batman, because then, you know, you could imagine that he could be real and shit. And then you give me this bullshit, and then you want to tell me you have guys like Superman, Green Lantern, The Flash, Wonder Woman flying around in this, you know, in the proper DC universe, that just let a fucking maniac in a in a breathing, who needs a breathing apparatus, because, you know, he can't have venom, you know, he cannot have the venom drug, because that's not realistic enough, you know. We have to just give him some kind of breathing problem, because if you take it down, he'll be really angry, nyah, and like, you won't like him when he's angry. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Give him the fucking venom. You can do it as like a super experimental steroid of some sort. You know, that's not completely out of the ordinary. You know, obviously it would be somewhat exaggerated, but a little exaggeration you gotta have, a little bit more exaggeration you gotta have in a proper superhero movie, which I'm still debating. Dark Knight Rises had this problem, because at least in Dark Knight you had the whole Joker Batman thing going on, and there were some great moments. Bane was better, of course, infinitely better than the little sidekick idiot that Bane was in Forever. Was it Forever? No, it was Batman and Robin, the worst Batman movie, pretty much, but in many ways the lousiest. You know, there he had his proper costume and he had this proper power source, but that was it. Like, he didn't have any of the intelligence or the thing. He was just a thug. He was just like a, you know, he was the dragon to the big bad. You know, you know, we know that. We know that movie sucked. But the thing is, Hollywood apparently can only go one way or the other, black and white. It cannot find a nice middle way, a snug little middle way, like the DC universe, animated universe. Like, I really don't understand why they don't get Bruce, you know, Dini and Tim, the guys who made the cartoon series and the excellent straight-to-DVD movies, you know, which so far I've seen almost all of them, and none of them have been, you know, everyone have been at least good, from good to excellent. Now, there are some people who are arguing about the animation. The animation was fine, bros. You know, this is straight to DVD release. You know, it's like people are and also, yes, it's kind of annoying that in each movie, most of the movies are either Superman, Batman, Justice League, and you got a couple of other ones thrown in for good measure. You got at least one Green Lantern one, and you got one Wonder Woman one, and you got one you got the DC Showcase, which are very short shorts, which include, again, Superman, but Superman with Captain Marvel and Adam, Black Adam. You got one with the Spectre, and also one with Green Arrow. Those are the shorts, which are really cool because they could do characters that they have not done before. And I really hope that they do develop more stuff on that. So, but in every one of the incarnations, when you see the other characters that you've seen before, they have to draw them differently. And I think there's some kind of reason for that, even though it's mostly voiced by the same guys, but it's kind of hinted that it's still the animated universe, you know. It's or at least a universe that is very close to it, you know. So I don't see the need to necessarily animate to change them differently, but it's just like, because they're running out of ways to draw Superman and Batman, because now in the latest one, Superman Unbound, I saw the trailer, people have been saying it looks like Nicolas Cage, which is kind of funny because Nicolas Cage almost played Superman, which would have been horrible because I've seen his test screening with his costume and the long hair. How he's balding and shit. Like, I don't want to have a balding Superman. I know Nicolas Cage is a big Superman fan. Maybe he wouldn't do him justice, but he just looked ridiculous. And, okay. Well, maybe with a wig they can make it work, but the whole long hair shit, it was just like, you know. At least this new costume, if I think about it, you know, it could have been much worse. There has been some weird-ass projects that have been started in development that I will talk about later. But, you know, if you watch the Kevin Smith interviews, you know about that, you know, and you, at least some of it. But J.J. Abrams also had his fucking script, Superman Flyby, which, oh my god, I'm so happy that didn't happen, and never should happen. Because you think he messed with Star Trek, holy shit, Superman would have been much worse. That's no, and what's Man of Steel, I think, will be good, but I'm just looking at, somebody did actually pretty cool painting of, you know, the new Man of Steel Superman and the Dark Knight Batman together in the city, and it looks actually pretty cool. But Superman, you know, he doesn't have the underpants, and his crotch area, because of the way he's standing, is darkened, so his costume looks actually pretty cool, pretty Superman-ish, but he looks goddamn naked, and I said it today to somebody, looks like a fucking naked Smurf. Now, maybe it's just the still photos, you know, maybe when I see him moving around, it's gonna be better, but I'm not saying the underpants ever made sense. But there's a reason they did that. One of the reasons they did it is to, when the comics were black and white, that's why they did it for the Phantom. He was the first guy that would wear his underpants outside. Was because he had the skin tight outfit. When it was a black and white comic with the underpants, he still looked that he wasn't naked because it was a skin tight outfit. He looked like kind of a genitalless. A naked guy but with no genitals, you know, it just looks weird. And I'm gonna give it a shot because at least the S shield looks cool. It's bigger and it's a more older version of the S, so it looks cool. And it's like more 3D, so the S shield is cool, the cape is nice and big. In the trailer, yeah, it's red, but I don't know yet. Like, the trailer, one of my problems is that... But anyway, I thought I'm gonna be... I would be raging more. But I'm just gonna say this. Christopher Nolan should not be the godfather for every DC movie. Because Christopher Nolan does not get superheroes. Now, Zack Snyder directing Man of Steel is actually a good thing. Because he did a really good job on Watchmen, I think. You know, he had his hits and misses. You know, you got 300, which was great. And you had, I don't know, the one where you have the girls who are like looking like some kind of jailbait. I don't know, you know, obviously they're not, but they're like in this weird jail, not even jail, like it's like a home for insane girls or something, and they have to break out, and they have this imagination, and they see these weird fights. Now, I just want to see it probably just for the special effects, but I hear it sucks big time, and probably just I want to see it is how much it sucks, but I'm really not that curious. I don't have to do it right now, you know. But, you know, I did enjoy Watchmen, and Man of Steel is not going to be as complex, so I think he will do it pretty well. Now, good thing is, Superman is going to have villains that he can actually punch. Bad thing is, it's going to be again Zod. And that is going to be boring as fuck. They play it safe. You know, it's weird because DC is trying to experiment with some things. Like, look at this. We removed his underpants. Like in the new 52 comic. Because we agree now that the underpants were silly. The costume is still silly, dumbasses. It was always silly, but we like it that way. We think it's epic. We think it's awesome. And in comparison to a lot of other superhero costumes, it actually works much better, you know. But either way, the Christian Bale Batman just wouldn't work because he's old. It would be literally like Dark Knight Returns, but... Not that, you know, in Dark Knight Returns, Superman and Batman, you know, they're like old friends. Well, at that time, they're enemies. But it would be like the Dark Knight Returns Batman starting to team up with Superman for the first time. You would have a very well-trained elderly gentleman that has all kinds of problems with his body compete with a fucking alien god. You know, I mean... It is a something that would not work. Okay, so then they wanted, you know, first they said, you know, it's gonna be what's his name? That guy who played Robin, the Robin cop, who was like a weak ass thing for Nolan to say, yeah, he's kind of Robin, but kind of not, because I cannot have Robin in my awesome, epic, dark, evil, gritty Batman who growly voice, because you cannot have Robin. Nah. You know, that's the other thing. You don't have Robin. You don't have Nightwing, really. Unless you take that character, that cop guy, and you shoehorn him into the new Nightwing. Because you cannot make him Robin, because he's too old to be Robin, you know. I don't know. Like, and also, why would he return? You know, why would he return? And he's so injured. Also, why didn't the superheroes come and save Gotham from this maniac who had a nuclear bomb driving around for 6 months? You know, it's one thing of, like, Batman saying, this is my business, this is my town, you will not go and do it, because I'm the Batman. You know, I'm like, it hurts, man. Like throat cancer or something, seriously. But freaking, when most people thought he was dead, you know, also Superman would save Batman, you know. I don't think Batman would be like, you know, hey, don't save me because I have to do this alone and I have to, because this is when I rise. And in a way, I can understand that the other characters would make the whole meaning of it less epic, I guess. But the problem is with that, I had an issue with that because it was cutting out the time of actual Batman. Because all you guys are always so much about Batman, but there's actually very little Batman, especially in The Dark Knight Rises. Now, some of the scenes are pretty cool, actually, when he meets up with Catwoman and they fight together and they have their banter and shit. I did enjoy that, you know, but it wasn't enough. It was like spurts of action. And then you had like a lot of stuff where you had Commissioner Gordon and that other cop doing shit. And it was like, am I watching a cop crime movie, like an action movie? Or am I actually watching a superhero movie? I'm like, this final fight on the ending didn't make up for it. Because you know how the fight ended? That's the other thing. It was very anticlimactic. You had the one fight where Bane breaks his back, which was pretty cool. But also it was made very too gritty in a style for a fight like that. You know, like, there was no style, no flair, even Batman, you gotta have that, you know. I mean, I think the best examples would be the first two Batman movies, you know, with Michael Keaton. For that department. But the point is, and I'm not arguing here who's the better Batman, I'm just talking about the style, okay? You can still make it dark, but you can make it have its style and have it a little bit more comic booky and a little bit more over the top, you know? But you can still make it dark and stuff. I mean, anyway, so I'm mixing shit up. So the point is, Christopher Nolan should not helm the DC movieverse, unless Zack Snyder is possibly directing, and maybe for some reason that works. But I don't know, because I don't know. I'm tired, guys. Sorry, I had a long night. I've been stressed with all kinds of stuff. But point is, I'm getting off my rage high right now. So I'm all for a DC movieverse. I'm all for a Justice League, but it has to be done right. It shouldn't be rushed. Am I saying there has to be a movie for every character before the Justice League? Not necessarily, but probably at least a Wonder Woman movie, because if they're going to use the Christian Bale movie, and if they have some kind of explanation, like maybe it's in the... But the problem is, you see, you have the Batman appear, then he has a little career, then he disappears. Like, yeah, is that like him in that time before the Dark Knight Rises? I could imagine that, but then you would have again the same problem that where were they when fucking Bale was gonna blow up Gotham? For 6 months he was holding them hostage, an entire city. It's just, there's a lot of problems which I don't think are solvable unless you reboot Batman completely and make him more comic booky. Hell, make him like the Arkham Asylum Batman. The Arkham Asylum Batman is the best of both worlds. He's, you know, he was voiced in a computer game. He was voiced by the same guy who voiced him in the cartoon. And he was a lot like that Batman because he had a gray and black outfit. But also his outfit looked a little bit more armor-like, like the Dark Knight movies. It was the best of both worlds. Now, I'm saying go off of that costume and that Batman and give him a more car-like, you know, Batmobile, and give him a Batwing so he can fly with the other super dudes around in the air and do that, of course. And, you know, also Green Lantern, you got to reboot Green Lantern or put in Jon Stewart. You know, we got to clean the slate. We got to lose the bad aftertaste of Ryan Reynolds trying to be Green Lantern. You know, like the fucking he should stay and do shitty rom-coms for the rest of his life. He could do a Deadpool movie, probably. Even he should have been the Flash. If any DC character, he should have been the Flash. Okay, he could have pulled off the Flash. But who knows when there's going to be a fucking Flash movie? And by the time he's going to be 50, well, there's going to be a Flash movie, and then they're just going to get another younger actor. Or unless, you know, DC Warner, get your fucking shit together, okay? Stop. You do well with the fucking cartoons. You do really well with those. Even though you did cancel Young Justice, and why? You're fucking idiots. I mean, that's what Marvel does too. Like, they have the great Avengers cartoon, the Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes. Then they cancel it just so they can make a new Avengers cartoon series, which is closer to the live-action movie. I'm like, okay, at least if you're going to do that, then keep it proper with a... although, no, don't keep it proper, because make it very much like the Avengers movieverse, but put in characters that you cannot put in the Avengers movieverse, like Spider-Man. But say that this is still part is stuff that happens there. So you could have Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, and all these characters in there, you know, without having them in the live-action one. If they would do that, I would be over. Who knows? Maybe they might. But casting Young Justice and the Green Lantern cartoon show, I'm like, why? What you going to replace it with? I know they're making a new Batman CGI cartoon, The Batman, whatever. Not The Batman, it's like something else where it's going to be full CGI, and they're going to use villains that haven't been used before, more minor villains. They're not going to use any major villains like Joker, Penguin, Two-Face, Clayface, you know, all these guys. They're not going to use any of those. They're going to use completely the more unused and the more modern villains. And I think the sidekick is not going to be Robin, it's going to be Katana. Which I'm fine with, you know. With the cartoons, it's okay to change things up, because we had a lot of Batman cartoons, so we don't need Robin necessarily in that way. And it's a different universe, so you can do new things. Batman of the Future was a great example. That was a continuation, but they did something new, and it was very cool. I mean, Batman of the Future became so cool that he became part of the DC multiverse, you know, universe, you know, just like Harley Quinn became a part of that, and she was from the cartoon and other characters. And of course, now we have the new 52, and everything is different, blah blah blah. Who cares? Oh my god, okay, there's another thing about new 52 that I'm so pissed about. I had to look up because they had the first new 52 appearance of Lobo, and he looks like a freaking idiot. They gave him, like, sideburn, and it was, of course, Rob Liefeld who drew him, who doesn't know how to fucking draw. Gave him a weird hairdo, which doesn't fit him at all, instead of the long, you know, Rastafarian kind of biker-looking hair. He's got, like, this more, just straight-up buzz cut, in a sense. Like, it's a long one, but it looks weird, and he's got, like, these weird sideburns, kind of like Wolverine, but it looks weird. Just looks stupid. It's ridiculous, and it's bad, and it's apparently Lobo in this universe is a slaver of some sort. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, I get it, Lobo is evil, but he's more like chaotic neutral. He does sometimes the good, he does sometimes bad. He keeps it in the balance. He basically does whatever he wants, you know. Mostly it's bad, but he's also got his own code of honor and shit. But he did some fucked up things and shit. But, you know, keeping slaves, I don't think he would see it as necessary, you know. I don't know. It looks shitty, and Rob Liefeld should freaking just stop being a comic book artist. It's amazing how he gets still jobs. It's amazing how he gets work. It's amazing that he was supposed to draw the Deathstroke comic. Okay, obviously it did that because he created... he was one of the co-creators of Deadpool. Like, one of the only characters that he created that is worth a damn. But I think Deadpool just really got cool and popular in breaking the fourth wall-y when other writers took him over. And I might be wrong there, but anyway, That's a whole different topic. I'm not gonna open that can of worms. What is else to speak? Okay, role-playing news. I'm developing with another guy from the RPG Brigade a role-playing related podcast that will be separate, and it's gonna be very much. I want to make it the first RPG Brigade podcast, in a sense. Excuse me. I'm thinking of a couple of names. One of them is possibly Dungeons and Dudes. We'll have to see. I have to talk with the guy again, and I might just do it again myself with the occasional guest here and there. With that one, I'm going to do it monthly, but it's going to be longer, and I'm going to maybe make it more structured. But definitely only monthly, since I want to keep Beastcast going weekly. And that doesn't mean there's not going to be some role-playing game-related material here and there. But if I do a separate role-playing game podcast, then it's going to be definitely less and held to a minimum. And, you know, you can hear me continue to bitch about DC Marvel and shit and what video games I've been playing. I've been playing a lot of Baldur's Gate, so not too much video game news. I also been watching Babylon 5, fourth season. I got it borrowed from a work colleague, so he was really cool. He just happened to have it. And because I've been watching Babylon 5, season 4, on Netflix, and I got really far, and yeah, then they fucking dropped it because they lost the contract with Warner, because Warner was like, where's it good for you? We're going to go to Amazon. And then I looked for Warner's website, where they did publish some episodes of Babylon 5, but it was only the first season and the first half of the second season. I'm like, fuck you, Warner. And they never even cared, they never updated, so why should I care? You know, quality, the streaming is shitty. You know, Warner, why did you have to do this, you know? To be fair, now I can watch it whenever I want. Well, I have to give it back eventually, but, you know, I've been watching it, and it's really cool. You know, they just defeated the shadows, and now they're dealing with the aftermath and the servants of the shadows and the fucking Psy Corps and the secret police and Earth being now basically a dictatorship, and they gotta stop that, and there's all kinds of intrigue and drama happening. It's cool. It's very interesting, very exciting space opera stuff with a lot of intrigue and different plots, different characters, different layers, very human stories, alien stories. You know the drill. Video games, it's been mostly Baldur's Gate for me. Here and there, what have I played still? I gotta check Raptor, really. Do I have to start up Raptor just to check out what I have played? That would be kind of sad, I guess, that I can't remember. I know that Baldur's Gate is the big game that I've been playing the most, because I have been enjoying that a lot. Just been getting into it and stuff, because Baldur's Gate, it takes a while, it has a higher learning curve, but once you understand the spells and the characters well enough, you will do well. Now, it doesn't mean the characters won't die, but you can always find enough characters to replace them, or just resurrect them, or just reload, you know. Recently a character of mine died, but I'm in an area where I know there's another character, and I'm tempted just to leave the other character dead and replace him with a new character. But I don't know. I freaking just don't know, because that other character was like this berserker raven monster. I mean, he was a ranger because they don't have a barbarian class, but he's pretty much a barbarian. Let me see here. Why isn't Raptor opening? Okay. Two notifications. What have I been playing? Baldur's Gate, you have a recommended reward, Aramac, $30 in-game, yeah, whatever. I did play a little bit of Garry's Mod, and I did play a little bit of EVE Online on the work computer at the end of the day. EVE Online is interesting, but it's very complex, and I just didn't have the attention span or the time or dedication to jump into a that complex game. Maybe I will later on, but whatever. Gary's Mod, we've been hanging out with CF, with Critical Failure, good friend of the show. Check out his stuff. Check out Tiger Claw Radio and Tiger Claw TV on Tiger Claw TV at blogspot.com, if I believe. Yeah, that should be right. Let me check just to make sure. I'll put it in the show notes eventually. But for now, I'm just going to probably keep them really... He's also have some written reviews. Just check them out. I got to read those still. Because I'm a lazy bum and I don't want to read anymore, because unless it's Lord of the Rings book. But I will read them because they do look cool and I want to get to know those games. We did play some Shadow Warrior, right. We played some Shadow Warrior and there's a Let's Play of it. You know, you could check that out, you know, if you want to support the beast. You know, I always appreciate every little view. Every view counts. Every like is awesome. Every share, every favorite, every mention on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, forum, you name it, a nice comment is always appreciated. You know, if you don't like it, then complain, whatever, you know. But that's up to you. That was a cool session. We played at least two sessions of Shadow Warrior. He showed me the level his brother made. Then he made a level for by himself. And it was really cool because I was thinking of making some levels. Gary's Mod, we hung out. He showed me a game mode where you can actually watch YouTube videos, which is really weird. So it's like kind of like how you can watch YouTube videos. They have this share thing where you can share it, but you're an actual... in a 3D environment, like a movie theater, basically, and there's different rooms where you can go and watch them, and you can ask for movies. There's private theaters and all this shit. It's quite interesting. It's usually people watching short YouTube clips and laughing at them, and then watching the next one. So I have yet to see people to watch a whole full movie there, but it is possible as long as on YouTube. On Blip, or like there's a couple of other video streaming services they do support, but obviously it's going to be mostly YouTube, maybe here and there Blip if it's somebody's a big that guy with the glasses fan. Like, oh, check out this new Angry Joe video. Whoa, it's really good. Angry Joe is my favorite. Oh, is ever. And Peace to Jose, basically, you know. Let's check out some Peace to Jose. Salieri, you know him, he does his thing, it's pretty funny. That's Salieri there, right? That was a long ramble and rambly rant. Other than that, video game wise hasn't been too much going on. So I've been watching a lot of Netflix again and Hulu. Been watching this British TV show, and it's this comedy show for the guys who made a Peep Show. It's not a porn thing. The reason why it's called Peep Show is because the entire setup, the entire gimmick of the show is that the cameras are always in first person of one of the characters. Okay, so it was a gimmick that they started, and I didn't think it would work that well, but it took off, and for a British TV show, it has like a gazillion episodes. Like every season or series, how they call it, has 6 episodes. Now, British TV shows don't, their seasons don't last that long usually. Like 6 episodes is pretty standard. And they're usually just 20 minutes long. But it's kind of fun because I like it because I can actually finish a season pretty fast. And the stories and stuff, they're really so funny and cool that you want to check out more. I mean, you cannot wait for the next season. And they just recently released the 8th season, and it was awesome. And again, they leave you at a cliffhanger, and now you're just going to wait for the 9th season, and who knows when that comes out, and it's crazy. But point is, you would have 2 characters. I think one played by a guy called Mitchell, the other one Webb. They're like comedians, and they have really good chemistry. They even have a sketch show together that Mitchell and Webb, show, they even have a radio show, whatever. So they're already a good team. So one plays the roommate. It's very much like Odd Couple, but on crack in a sense, and for the modern age, and set in Britain. So you want to have this the very proper, very clean, very nerdy kind of introverted weird guy. Then you have the skinny, crazy, you know, fuck machine that goes around and cannot get a job or cannot, you know, keep a job, but he thinks he's a great musician, but he's actually not, and he's addicted to drugs and alcohol and stuff. And but they're old college mates, and you know, it's about what's the stuff that happens and the drama, and yeah, there's a lot of soap opera stuff, but it's funny because it's a little bit more real and stuff. And I know I've been saying I don't like dark and gritty. I don't like it in my superhero soup, okay? I'm perfectly fine with dark and gritty in my comedy. When people start wearing costumes, flying around, and shooting laser beams out of their asses, then I'm not expecting realistic outfits and shit. Now, if it's original story like Heroes, they can dress wherever they want, because that's an original superhero story, and it's told in a different way, and you know, it's more normal people with extraordinary powers, you know, and like, that worked for what it was, and it was good. But, you know, if you're talking about the classic characters, you know, I want to see their proper costumes, I want to see their proper way how they act. That's just how it is. Anyway, so yeah, the guys who made Peep Show, they made a show called Fresh Meat, which again sounds kind of like a porn. But Fresh Meat is about these college roommates, and they just get together, and you know how they. Anyway, it's kind of like a soap opera in a sense, but it has very, you know, this darker humor to it and stuff, and it's pretty funny and pretty hilarious. So I enjoyed these series that they have on Channel 4 apparently, and it kind of started with me watching The British Office, and then I would start to watch Red Dwarf, and then I went from Red Dwarf to eventually, I think it was Peep Show, then it was freaking Black Books, and then it was Space, and it just went on and on and on, and I was watching all these British TV shows, and I was enjoying the hell out of them, most of them at least. Didn't enjoy the thick of it. It was boring as hell because it was all like politics, and you know how it is that they have these thick accents, and in some of the shows they are thicker than others. Well, I could barely understand most of them, and a lot of it was political talk. It was like, I didn't find it funny at all unless you lived there. It was just like, oh, the great counselor of the brother party is the ruler, and I'm like, some of the humor I get because it's similar to other, but political humor is hard for me because I'm not as politically involved. I mean, I'm not really interested in politics because, you know, I go to vote, you know, I went to vote, but that's pretty much it. Like, I research the candidate, I pick who's the best, and I go to vote. But that's pretty much my involvement in politics, and everything else I think is silly. Because you cannot influence stuff. Yeah, sometimes they talk about politics a little bit, but not really. Because a lot of people get really antsy about it, and they have their specific views, and you know. So to think of it wasn't interesting to me. There's a really cool one that was a science fiction parody, but fortunately I cannot think of the name, but it was really cool. And when I think about it, I think one of the actors was in Fresh Meat. He was playing the chubby nerd, who's actually one of my favorite characters because, you know, I always sympathize with the nerds because, you know, nerds rule and whatever, you know. I do like the other characters somewhat, but it's like, they always, one of the running gags is they always pretend, oh, you look like the guy who really likes Lord of the Rings, and he says, I hate Lord of the Rings. You know, he has this strong, I think it's a Scottish accent. It's definitely an accent, and I might be far wrong of it. You know, if you have watched Fresh Meat, you know, the chubby nerd guy. Whatever, this is not why you come to the show, and I pretty much ran out of topics. And what is the time of the show? We are at 1 hour, 3 minutes. It's always about 1 hour, a little bit earlier, a little bit later, where I run out of topics. So, yeah, that was my Nolan bashing. It's, the final Nolan or something like that. Anyway, I'm just gonna freaking whatever, I'm just gonna throw in a song, and this is gonna be it. So guys, I'm gonna lift my mug to you for the Death Mug of Doom and 2079 to give me this excellent news. Check out the Nextron, check out Critical Failure, check out Mondo Coolcast, check out It's Tale Time, check out all the good stuff. I'm going to make more videos. I have a video, I just have to upload it, but it's really big. It's my second roleplay session. It's really big, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to start uploading it when I go to sleep and or do something else, and then it's just going to upload eventually. It's going to be uploaded today or tomorrow, I don't know yet. I'm pretty damn tired. I might just go to sleep now. I don't know. Anyway, guys, for the Death Mug of Doom!